comes in, look at my record.
Trying to go, Nick. Put us out of business? Them people came here to see you fight. They didn't come to see you ride a bicycle around a ring.
Charlie, I was hurt. Bad hurt. I never felt such
a... Oh, shut up. You punk. I put 10 years into you, and this is the thanks I get. Pain, huh? You give me a pain.
Theater 5 presents Look at My Record. Remember, at 5:10, we'll have another special report on the PGA tournament from Akron, Ohio.
Charlie was my manager. I guess you can tell by this beat-up face that I'm a fighter.
Well,
187 fights. I bet you never heard of me. Nick Yaverso, Tony Alvin, Kid Fox. Yeah, I fought under all those names.
187?
Yeah. Guess how many I won.
Go on.
Take a guess.
Yeah. I don't know. 100? 150?
23.
That's not much of a record.
Lousy. Yeah, but there's one thing. I got knocked out only 3 times. Now, you know what that makes me? A taker. The backbone of the fight game. They can hit and hit and never knock me down. The crowd loves it, and it means steady work. At least, that's what it meant until I started feeling the pain.
Hey, what's the matter with you, kid?
I can't go out there again, Charlie. He's killing me.
What are you talking? He's a powder puff.
The pain. Even the little jabs they cut in my head. Call it off, Charlie, please.
Go at him, kid. Go at him.
Now, Nick, don't move your head. Just follow the light with your eyes. That's the way. That'll do for now. I want you to come into my office tomorrow for a complete checkup.
Oh, come on, Doc. Nick don't need a medical. He's as healthy as a bull. Come on, Nick.
Oh, okay, Doc. I guess.
What do you mean, you guess? Say you lost a tough fight. You can't win them all.
When was the last time Nick won, Charlie?
See, I'm surprised at you, Doc. Every fight there's a winner and a loser, right? So Nick's had a run of bad luck. That don't mean you got to take his living away from him. Give medicals to the guys that beat him. They didn't win so easy. Nick always puts up a good fight.
Charlie, you bring Nick to my office tomorrow. If he's fit, there won't be any question about his license. Good night, Nick.
Now you've done it. You look so lousy in there tonight, you got to take a medical.
All right, Charlie, all right.
All right. Oh, yeah. Then you tell him you're okay, you guess. Do I have to light a fire to get a message across to you when I said tell him? You should have jumped up and showed him some fancy footwork. Showed him you were okay instead of acting like a sick frog. Suppose he lifts your license, then what, huh?
I don't know. Something, I guess. Look, Charlie, I got hurt tonight. You don't know. It still hurts. I never felt nothing like it before. Like maybe something's come loose.
Oh, fine. Just keep up that talk. You'll talk yourself right out of your license. Can't you get anything through your head? They'll toss you out and then tell the newspapers they're cleaning up boxing. Every year, the medical examiner and the commissioner make a big show. A big show. They get rid of a couple of punch-drunk bums and call it a cleanup. And then what happens to the bums? The street, the gutter. They're lucky, maybe they get a job sweeping up a smelly bar.
I'm not punchy.
I didn't say so, did I? But you're going to make the doc believe it. If you don't, boy, I'm telling you, it's the end of the road.
feel like one of them astronaut guys with these things sticking out of my head. Well, what's this gadget supposed to do anyhow, Doc?
The gadget is called an electroencephalograph. It records brain waves.
Oh, it'll tell you there's something wrong with my head, is that it? Like that heart machine, the cardiogram gives you a picture of my heart action, right?
Right on the nose, Nick. Well, that's it. I'll just remove these and you'll be all through.
How'd I do? I mean, you didn't find anything wrong, did you?
Put on your tie and coat. I'll be in the office with Charlie.
Doc, I could go 10 rounds right now. I feel so good.
Maybe, Nick. We'll talk about it with Charlie.
Doc, you wouldn't take a guy's license away because of one bum fight, would you? I mean, it's like Charlie told you this. Winners and losers.
That's right, Nick. Winners and losers.
What did that machine tell you?
Now, don't get into a sweat, son. You're all right. I'll see you in the office.
Well, Doc, you had Nick in there long enough to operate. Strong as an ox, huh? Boy, the way that boy bounces back. You know, I had to keep the kid from going over to the gym this morning to work out.
Why don't you stop trying to con me, Charlie?
What do you mean, con? Now, come on. What's with the long face? You're not going to tell me there's anything wrong with a kid.
Your concern touches me deeply, Charlie. You haven't lost your meal ticket yet.
Maybe you want me to pay extra for the privilege of being insulted, huh? If my boy is okay, just say so. We'll say goodbye, huh?
Sit down, Charlie. Oh, Nick, you sit down, too.
Doc said I'm all right, Charlie.
Didn't I tell you that?
Have you got Nick booked for any more fights?
Well, yeah. We got one spot coming up at the arena.
When?
A week from Tuesday.
You'll have to cancel that one.
You're kidding.
I want Nick to lay off at least a month.
Doc, you said that machine
a month
was...
from now, we'll take another encephalogram. Now, I honestly don't think there's anything to worry about, but there was a small indication. Only slight, but, why take chances?
What are you trying to do to us? I got a contract for the arena.
They won't hold you to it. I'll give you a letter.
Oh, thanks a heap. Cancel Nick out on a medical excuse with that. Word will get around. Nobody will book him.
Charlie, it's only a month. If the machine shows I'm okay,
the machine, the machine. That machine's going to pay your bills for you. Doc, have a heart, will you? We need that fight at the arena. After that bum showing last night, I'm going to have a terrible time getting Nick a fight unless he comes on strong in the next one. At least we got a contract for
it. Charlie, you're going to arrest Nick for a month. Yes, I know you're thinking you can go out of this state. Nick, don't let him do it to you.
Hey, let me carry the groceries for you.
What? Nick, how are you?
I tried phoning you, Marie. They said the phone was disconnected.
Oh, I moved 6 months ago, Nick.
I kept hanging around a supermarket hoping you didn't move out of the neighborhood.
Hi. Gee, I never expected to see you again.
Yeah, I know. Marie, can I talk to you?
Well, sure you can, Nicky. Let me give you my new number.
I'm thinking about quitting, Marie, like you wanted me to.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, what are you going to do? You got a job lined up yet?
No, not yet. I wanted to talk to you. You used to have some ideas. I guess I didn't listen too much. You remember?
Yeah, I remember. All right, Nick. We can go up to my apartment, huh? I'll try to help you.
Thanks, Marie. Thank you. Everything's going to be okay now. You'll see. I saved up $3,000. That'll be good for a down payment on a house, maybe a car.
Wait a minute, not so fast.
Hmm?
First, you'll have to get a job. Oh, but you should take some kind of training. Go back to school or...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, listen, maybe I can get a factory job or something and go to school, too, at night, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of training should I take, Murray?
Well, what would you like to do?
I don't know. I never thought about it. Whatever you want me to do, Marie, just name it.
Oh, no, Nick. No, you should decide for yourself.
I don't know. I never had to make up my mind.
Yeah, Charlie always did your thinking for you.
Yeah, but, well, that's the game, Marie. Charlie's not so bad.
Well, what did he say when you told him you were going to quit?
I didn't tell him yet. I wanted to talk to you first.
Oh, Nick.
Well, a guy's got to have some place to go, Marie. I figured that you and me... Oh, look, Marie, it's different now. I'm ready to quit.
No, no, you don't understand. You can't just pop up and... Nicky, it's been almost 2 years.
Yeah, but now I'm ready to quit fighting. That's what we split up over, Marie. You telling me one thing, Charlie telling me another. Oh, Marie, you were right. Just give me another chance.
Nicky, please, I can't.
You don't feel anything anymore. Is that it?
No, I feel a great deal for you. Honestly, Oh, Nicky, I thought you might have heard. I got married, Nick.
Nick. Nick, in there. Come on, open the door, Nick.
Okay.
Well, for crying out loud, you're in pajamas. I was here an hour ago looking for you. You must have still been in bed.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got news, kid. I signed you for a fight over in Jersey. It's a semifinal against a boy named Bianco. I had to sweat to get this one. I had to take a chiseling. All we get is four bills.
Sure, Charlie, sure.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Now, look, forget about what Doc Miller said. You'll use the name Mickey Gaynor, so Doc won't be none the wiser when you go in to see him next month.
Charlie, how many fights did I have in the last 2 years? 30, 35? I keep counting, and I remember when I forgot, and I lose track. 2 years.
You had 186 fights in 10 years, not 2 years. I'll write it down for you.
Did I win any? I gotta know, in the last 2 years, did I win?
What's the cockeyed difference? I come in here with good news, you start floating down memory lane. You get the same whether you win or lose, so what's the big deal?
Charlie, I've been thinking.
Look, Nick, thinking's my job. Now, will you snap out of it?
I'm quitting, Charlie.
Yeah.
No more fights, Charlie.
Okay, Nick. You've been thinking, and you come up with a brainstorm that you're gonna quit, huh? It takes money to quit, Nick. So stop thinking of anything.
I got money, Charlie. $3,000.
Where the heck? You kid.
How much does that come to, Charlie? Maybe a nickel for each punch I took? I don't know, maybe like 4 cents.
Nick. Nicky, we've been together 10 years. You can't just walk away from a guy.
Oh.
Now, look, kid. Sure, your record ain't much. Some bad breaks. But you're not washed up. You're only 28. Remember Lesnovich? He was over 30 when he came out of the Navy to take the light heavy title. What about Jersey Joe? A good score or two, you're right up there on top.
I made up my mind, Charlie.
What are you trying to do to me, Nick? What did I do to you? 10 years. And this is the thanks I get? You squirrel away money on the sly and then you walk out on me. Just like that, the kiss-off, huh?
Charlie, I'm no good anymore. The doc said it. Maybe another fight, maybe six. I'm still hurting from the last one.
You're scared.
Yeah, Charlie, yeah.
That lousy doc, they threw a scare in him. He's a phony. What does he know? I know, Nicky. You think I'd let you fight if there was the slightest chance...
Charlie, I'm quitting.
Well, that's bad enough. But who are you leaving holding the bag? Me? I killed myself to get you this fight, and now I'll be marked lousy. Oh, Nicky. Kid, give me a break. Just this last one. For me, Nick. For me. Hey, Nick, knock it off a while, huh?
What's up, Charlie?
Come out over to the corner. I don't want none of these steps, listen.
All right.
Nick, I just had a talk with Bianco's manager. Let me tell you, this will set you right on your ear.
What are you talking about, Charlie?
Bianco, the boy you're fighting tomorrow night. He's going to fall down.
A die? I mean, what for?
What for? Don't be a schnook. It's a clean-up. 6 or 7 to 1.
How about that? I'm going out a winner on my last one.
Well, if you got any sense, you'll come out a bigger winner than you think. Mickey, it's our big chance. I'm betting every buck I got on you. Let me get yours up for you.
My 3,000? Charlie, I don't know.
What do you need, a road map? You're quitting, right? This is your chance to quit in style. 18 grand or more. That's real money, Nick.
Look, how sure are you? I mean, this...
What do you want, a guarantee from the president? I told you, I'm throwing every cent of mine into the kitty. Nick, it'll be enough dough to last you forever.
Okay, Charlie. I'll go to the bank. Charlie's trying to put me out.
Nah, he's got to make it look good, that's all.
Charlie, my money.
Go get him, kid. I got a closest cut.
Let me look at that eye.
That's nothing, ref. I'm okay. You can't stop it. I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
Sure, kid. Well, we look at you in the next round.
Charlie, what happened? Why won't he fall down?
I don't know, Nick. Stop moving now, will you? I can't cut the laces.
I won, Charlie. I won.
Yeah, you won. All right. Now go take a shower.
Oh, we're going to have a party, Charlie. Just you and me. A money counting party.
Sure, kid.
But what are you waiting for, Charlie? Go collect our money.
Sure. Shower, get dressed. I'll meet you back here.
Hey, Charlie?
Yeah.
I won. I won. Well, it's about time, Charlie. I've been ready half an hour. Go. What's the matter, Charlie?
I don't know how to tell you this. Nick, the bookie blew. He lit out with our money.
Charlie, all my money? 10 years?
I know, kid. I feel lousy. He took all mine, too.
We got to go after him. We'll find him. Who was it, Charlie?
No one you know. A new guy from Cleveland.
A new guy? You trusted my money to a bookie you don't know? Charlie, I don't believe
it. Now, look. I lost my dough, too.
Did you? How much, Charlie? A dime, 2 bits? There was no bookie, was there, Charlie? Who'd take a 3 grand bet on a bum like me? They know my record.
Now, keep your hands off me, you punk.
I want my money, Charlie.
Yeah, punch, drunk, bum, yeah. That's where you belong, down on the floor. You're trying to get up and I'll put my shoe in your head.
Charlie, I'm gonna...
You're finished. There. 200 for being a hero tonight. That's the last dough you'll ever get from me, you cheap stumble.
Dirty, no. No. No.
Arsening, arsening. All out for arsening.
That's us, huh?
Yeah, Nick.
Arsening, arsening. Even sounds like Sing Sing, don't it?
Yeah, Nick.
Like Charlie used to say, there's winners...
Losers.
Theater 5 has presented Look at My Record, written by Leonard Stad, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Jackie Grimes, Ralph Bell, Jackson Beck, Natalie Priest, and Al Ottenheimer. Audio engineer Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastatsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser.